welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. And one of the main reasons why we can rejoice in the day that the Lord has made is because when the Lord makes a day, He's willing to help us handle whatever we may face in that day. Amen? So whether it be adversity or goodness, God is ready to handle every day that He sets before us. Amen? So when we get up in the morning and the sun rises, we should know that God has made that day and He's with us. Amen? Let's rise to worship the Lord today.
There is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with.
Turn into praise, shake off despair as I today marks 6 years that Brian and I have been with y'all. And let me tell you about turning graves into gardens. I was a miserable mess before I walked in. But God can do anything. Anything is possible with Him. He will turn your graves into gardens. He will make ways in the wilderness for you. There is nothing He can't do.
Praise and treasures that fade.
tried so hard to see it. It took me so long to believe it. That you choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never earn it. You give one wing to
Before last. And I was, there was this box. It was like a treasure box. And I had a key. And I could take that key and unlock all the little locks and little nooks and crannies that was in this treasure box. And I could have anything that I wanted if I could unlock it. And then I could hear, drink the living water. And then I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me here? What's the significance of this box? And he said, my word, the Bible. Your hands are the keys. And every time that you turn and open the Bible and you read it, it can unlock joy. It can unlock your peace. It can unlock your healing. It can unlock any situation. All you have to do is drink. Drink the living water. Drink.
As as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.
Take our heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And refine us. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Take it all.
Thank you, worship team. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing a presence in the house today that's filled with healing and all your ability, God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes you just gotta wait.
Yeah, wait a minute.
The presence of God is so beautiful.
Yes.
So calming, it's so relaxing, it's such a peaceful place. You feel such love.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Some of you say, I don't feel loved. I feel alone. And the Lord says, I'm here. When you don't see me, when you don't feel me, I'm here. When you don't hear me, I'm here. I'm just here waiting for you to reach out to me.
Yep.
There's nothing that can make me stop loving you, he says.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That we wouldn't perish but live with him and have everlasting life if we receive him. That's how much he loves you. This world was created for you. For God to have fellowship with man.
Yep.
It's the whole reason this world was created. He wanted fellowship with his children.
Absolutely. And today I'm telling you that the Lord really wants to touch you today and reach toward your heart. And if you've been alone and you're feeling lonely, just reach out to him and ask him. He says you only have not because you ask not. But just ask the Lord to help you in that area. And I'm telling you, he will bring his presence right into your situation, and he'll touch what you need. Amen?
Amen.
We serve a good God.
Amen. The words this morning is so goes along with this, because you can't just say, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me, but never help yourself and open the Bible up.
Amen.
How do you know how he can help you if you don't know his word? How do you know that he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? How do you know that if you don't ever open the word and read it How do you know that he can give you joy unspeakable
and full of glory?
Amen. Unless you open up your word and you read that. I mean, it's beautiful to come to church and to hear his word and to get in his presence and worship him. But that does not replace your time in the word. Amen. At home.
Amen.
This isn't enough to live on every day.
Amen.
This is enough for today. But you got to feed yourself tomorrow. And you got to feed yourself the next day. Amen. 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 Half of us are walking around like with low energy. Not I'm talking in the spiritual realm, not in the natural realm. In the one day that we get in the word and we pray, we have recognized how our day has picked up and we feel stronger. But then the next day we'll make an excuse why we can't get back into the word. Well, I was just too busy. Well, you were slow in everything you did because you were back down to that self.
Amen.
And nothing got done the way you wanted it to get done. You had to do things over again because we did it our way. And had we just sought the Lord first, that time would have been made up.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to give God his due. Amen. He is due it all.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, if you will start to do that, you will watch the Lord just become so more real than the person sitting next to you. God's love will envelop you so much that not one situation can deter you and say that he doesn't love you.
Amen.
Not one person can come up and tell you who they think you are. You're nothing but a rotten, low-down, no-good, dirty scoundrel. Yeah, I watch Western sometimes. But that's not who God says I am, and you can't make me believe that. You can't make me believe that.
Amen.
I am who God says I am. I'm a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
He says I am perfect in his eyes. He made me in his image. And God's not a no-down, no-good, rotten scoundrel.
Right.
He's God, and I'm his child. So who he is who I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just want to encourage you this morning.
Yes.
Your answer is right in that Bible.
Amen.
We'll be happy to talk to you and counsel with you. And I'm sure you have friends, and you should. Iron sharpens iron, and we should be able to bounce things off of each other and encourage one another in the Lord. None of that replaces your time in the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that time in the Word brings life.
And you'll find something new in it every time.
Amen.
Every time.
Refreshing.
It is so refreshing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, some activities that we've got going on, our schedule is coming next week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're having a miracle service right here, 7 p.m. each night. The first night is going to be Pastor Nicole Waters from the Botkins office, or our campus office. She's saying office. Campus. And then we have
Pastor Kylan.
Tuesday night is Pastor Kylan Boozer from our Urbana campus. And then Wednesday night is Pastor Rick Burks from our Dayton campus. And then Pastor Peter Dosik, our pastor, the apostle of this church, will be here with us to wrap it up on Thursday. And it's going to be an amazing time.
Yep.
If you know somebody needs healing, I would get them out.
If you know anybody that needs healing.
Okay, it's not. Okay, hold on. I'm so glad I looked. It's next Monday. And did I say that? Or did I say this Monday? It's the 14th. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes, when you get older, time just doesn't track right sometimes. Oh, good job, guys. Good job. There you go. Oh, Linda said time changes next week, so be aware of that.
Amen.
Or don't you jump ahead. So,
yeah.
I know this is my worst one. I lose an hour of sleep. Jump ahead.
Ooh.
Don't be late to church. Get a set. Amen. Is that how it goes? Like if you're in the fall, if you come and you didn't change, you're early. In the spring, you're late. So,
yeah.
Okay, so then we have the women's shopping trip March 19th, and we're going to meet here at the church at 7 a.m. If you want to go with us, we want you to go with us. It's going to be a good time. And where are we going shopping? We don't know yet.
Okay.
Everybody has some great places that they want to go shopping. So I say we just put all those places in a bowl and pull one out and say, this is where we're going shopping. Amen? I don't want to choose. Y'all have some great places, so we'll just do that. And then if you want to go, let me know. And if you have a name of a place, let me know. And I'll write all that down, and we will get our shop on. Men?
I'm sure you will.
Men, you got from today until then to get some extra work going.
So we can
and make
some
money. Extra money. That's right. These women need money. Somebody said
my
no.
Goodness.
Who said no? Of course. I'm surprised you didn't. All right. And then we have with us Christy Amico. He will be with us April 7th and 8th, 7 o'clock each night. I'm telling you, if you have not been here during a Christy Amico meeting, you need to come. And if you've been here during it, I don't even have to say it, because you already know. God moves through this man. He sets himself. He fasts. He prays. He's going to be ready to come in. And he will be in Bodkin's.
Right.
Was it Monday through Wednesday?
Yes.
Tuesday? No, Sunday night through
Tuesday? Sunday through Tuesday.
And then he'll be in the Urbana campus on Wednesday night. And then he's here Thursday and Friday. So if you want to go see him, and hear him preach in other places, that's his schedule. Amen?
Amen.
I think that's all I got.
Okay, very good. Well, this time we're going to go ahead and let the children go to Children's Church because they feel like they're raring and ready to go. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we're going to take a few minutes to take up the offering. So we're going to look here in the book of Luke chapter 6. And it says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And another scripture that coincides with that is that those who give sparingly shall reap sparingly, but those who give bountifully shall reap bountifully. So I want to assure you today that the main reason God wants you to give is so that he can put his super on your natural. God wants you giving so that you enter into his covenants from heaven, the tithing and offering covenant, so that he can open up windows of heaven for you and he can touch your resources and he can be a part of putting you in a position to receive his blessing so that he can help touch your life. Amen? So today when we give, I want you to think about the fact that God in heaven wants to enter into you so that he can have a way to partner with you in the area of finances and just helping you throughout your life in all areas, okay? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put this time before you, Father, for tithes and offerings, God. And Father, I pray that as your people give today, that you just touch their life, Father. Lord, I believe that you're bringing debt freeness to them, God. I believe that you're touching things, God. Maybe it's their tax return. Maybe, God, somehow you're closing off debt and you're opening things up for them, God. You're providing promotions and you're just bringing stuff into their life that they need by your power and by your authority. And, God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if you're here today, that lets me know that you already have faith. And if you're here today, you believe that God is a good, merciful God. If you're here today, you believe that God wants you free from your problems, that he wants you healed, blessed, and safe. If you're here today, you're saying that you want God to be working in your family, to be working within your job and to be working within your life. And I'm telling you right now that that is what God's expecting to do on your behalf. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says that Jesus made this statement. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Do you know that the purpose of Jesus coming, part of it was to save us and to give us the opportunity to go to heaven, but also to be involved in this life that we're living right now? First of all, you know, the Lord has an expectation that each and every one of us are doing what we know to do to bring others to the kingdom. Amen? A part of our assignment as believers, remember, the Lord said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says what? That when he redeemed us and made us new creatures, he reconciled us and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. And you know what that means? That means that God has an expectation that we're going to be helping other people come to the Lord. Amen? But the Lord has given you life, and the Lord wants to help you in life. And so today, we're going to look at one of the biggest things the Lord gave us to be able to do this with and to operate in is our faith. Amen? Our faith. And it says here that in... let me get to my scripture here. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that in things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now here's what I want to talk to you about for just a moment. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So first of all, our faith is supernatural. Amen? Faith is a supernatural element that's given to us by God, and it's a part of things hoped for. So today, what I want you to know is that your faith must be moving forward, and your faith must have an expectation of seeing things from God. Amen? Our faith is a part of what moves our life forward, and the way faith comes is how? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So we've got to be putting the word in us so that our faith can be stirred. And when our faith is stirred, then we can take action and see God moving on the things that are going on in our life. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we understand that faith is given to every one of us. Amen? Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, 3, that the measure of faith was given to every man. Every man has been given a measure of faith. And that faith is for us to live from and to walk in our destiny with God in. And these are things that are critical to our life. Amen? And I want to get in here for just a little bit and look at what it says here. In 1 John chapter 5, it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, we can be excited about the fact that we are part of the whatsoever that is born of God. Amen? I tell you what, we should be excited about the fact that we have been born of God by his own spirit. The Lord has come so that we can be saved and healed and born again. And then it says that here is what overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. So people, today I just want to challenge you a little bit about the fact that your faith overcomes the world. And I want you to know that the Lord said, I've given every man the measure of faith. And what that means is that in your life, equally, every one of us has access to God to handle the situations that are part of our life. Amen? I want you to know something, that if you are a family and you have 6 or 7 kids and there's another family that has 2 children, each of your families has enough faith released by God to help you deal with what's going on in every situation that you're going to face. I want you to know something. The Lord has not shortchanged you at all. And he would never do that. Amen? The Bible says that even our faith is what overcomes the world. Sometimes we think that the devil is bigger than who we are. But the truth is, if we use our faith and we rely on God, we're going to overcome the challenges that he brings into our life. The truth is that whatever challenges faces your family, and sometimes we have things come upon us that are completely unexpected. There's no taking away the fact that in this life, you're going to experience some disappointments and some hurts that you could have never planned on. And you're going to come, they're going to happen, and they're going to be a real part of your life. But even in that situation where you are facing those challenges that are most difficult, when you allow yourself to let your faith grow in the Lord, then your faith is enough to overcome what comes against you. Amen? I want you to know something, that this morning I just really feel like the Lord is speaking to us, because with all the stuff that we got going on today and all the stuff that's going on in the world, if we're not careful, we get shaken. If we're not careful, we start to feel overwhelmed. If we're not careful, these things look so big, and they are big. I'm not denying them. I'm not saying that war isn't a big, serious thing. It's a big, nasty, serious thing. But I'm just saying that in the middle of what's going on around us, we cannot let ourselves get so shaken that we forget that our faith overcomes the world. See, I just want to talk to you for a minute, because I'm going to share just a few stories from the Bible. And really, your faith needs to get beyond reason. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, boy. Now, I didn't say get beyond wisdom. Because wisdom is that everything we do, we're going to follow God. But your faith definitely needs to get beyond reason in some of the situations you got going on in your life. Because it's when we get beyond reason that we start stepping into those things that God can help us with. Amen? So I'm just going to share some things with you. And I want to take a look at these things, and then we're just going to reflect on them a little bit here. And so the first place we're going to go is Matthew chapter 9. And I'm just going to go to a scripture where in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, Jesus is talking to some people. And it's going to be interesting, because he talked to 2 men. And it says in Matthew 9, 27, "And when Jesus departed thence, 2 blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? That they said unto him, Yea, Lord. So first of all, we need to make sure that we believe that the Lord's able to do what we're asking him to do. Amen? That's where the word builds our faith. That's where faith comes, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Because he says, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man knoweth it. Did you see what is critical there? Is that according to your faith. See, faith beyond reason. How long had those men been blind? But yet, even though they had been blind for however many years it was, as soon as they heard about Jesus, all of a sudden, they changed what their mindset was. They changed what their reasoning was. Their reasoning before was, hey, this is just how I was born. This is how I'll always be. I'm blind, and it's just the way it is. But in this particular case, somehow these two men chose to make a different decision, and they actually followed the Lord and found him. And he said, do you believe I'm able to do this? And he said, they said, yes. You know, some of the reason we still deal with some of the things that we deal with is because have we really believed the Lord and said, yes, I believe you're able to deal with this for me? Some of us could get rid of some things that have been weighting us down for years if we could truly believe that the Lord was able to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. And then some of us would feel differently about, you got people that you're praying for, people that you know need healing, people that you know need saving, and you're worried because of what binds them up. And some of you need to just get to that point where you believe that the Lord's able to be bigger than what binds them up, and just keep your salvation prayer for them going. Amen? Because your prayers are working and they're worthwhile and you can't give up on them. And just because you haven't seen something happen as quick as you thought it was, doesn't mean that the Lord's not with you. Doesn't mean that the Lord's not with you and hearing you and working on your behalf. Some of you have situations going on that you thought might be far different by now, but they're not just yet. Doesn't mean that the Lord is not helping you and that the Lord's not with you. All it means is that keep using your faith. Amen? Keep using your faith. Keep using your faith and let the Lord work with you on what you have going on, and he will help you. I'm going to look at another scripture here, and it's in Matthew chapter 8. And we're going to look in the first verse there of Matthew chapter 8. It says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately this leper was cleansed. I want you to just see right here that first of all, it says that the Lord came down from the mountains and great multitudes followed him. Amen? It says that there was many people around him when this leper came forward. And the first thing I want you to see is that the leper came and worshipped him saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, touching him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know, one thing I want you to know is that when you look in the Bible, you'll just never find a time where the Lord didn't answer a prayer. I mean, now I can't speak to humanity. And sometimes we see things that challenge our faith. But what I can do is every time I reference that Bible, I know what the Lord's answer is when it comes to sickness, disease, and when it comes to hardships. What his answer is that he always has things to help. You know, even when it came to storms in life, amen? I mean, he stopped storms because that is who he is, and that is what he does, and that is what he wants to do for you. But one thing I wanted to read this scripture about is guess what? It says there was great multitudes around him. But it did not stop him from answering this person's prayer, did it? And sometimes as people, we think that there's so much that the Lord's dealing with that maybe he can't hear us or he can't deal with us. Sometimes when we're in a big crowd, we think that maybe the Lord can't deal with my situation, or maybe he's too busy, or maybe he doesn't have time, or maybe there's just too many other requests. And I want you to know that none of that is true. The Lord has the ability to help every one of us. And I want you to know that my request before the Lord is not more important than your request. But your request is important, and the Lord will handle both of our requests. Amen? And that's what I want you to see here is that there was great multitudes, but even though there was great multitudes, it did not stop the Lord from answering this person's prayer and for being right there and able to handle what the situation was. Amen? And then I think I just want to go down here. Just for just a few minutes and read about a certain other man that was very blessed by the Lord. And if we were to go down and read, we'd read through Matthew 8, 5 through 13, and there's a centurion man that came unto the Lord and asked him to pray for his servant because he had a servant at home that was sick and was very desperately ill. And the Lord came to him, and the man went up to him and said, Lord, would you pray? Would you come and pray? And the Lord said, I will go with you. And the man said, oh, no. He said, you don't need to go with me. He said, I have servants under me, and I tell them to go, and they go, and come, and they come, and all of those things. And so the Lord said how great a faith he had seen. And then this is what he said at the end of it in verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. You know, the Lord will use your life, who you are, and how you believe to help you use your faith. Amen? And the Lord is willing to work with you right where you're at and where your faith is at right now. Jesus knows who you are, and he loves you, and he will help you right where you're at. Amen? And so I want you to know that today, your faith needs to go beyond reason. Mary, the mother of Jesus, let her faith go beyond reason. And as a result, she was able to do something that no one else ever has been able to do, and that's have a baby without the involvement of man. Praise God, that only happened once, or all of us guys would be single today. Amen. I'm just kidding you. But Jesus walked sinless amongst us. And you know why? Because he had faith without beyond reason. Amen? And God raised Jesus up from the dead. And he did that by his power and his authority. And he went beyond reason and beyond limitations. And we're going to look at one other time here. In the book of John, where there is a man called Lazarus. And we're just going to read where we know the story of Lazarus, that he passed away and he was already buried and Jesus came. And it says that in verse 38, Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay on it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from thence place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he was thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. You know, I think sometimes if we don't refresh our faith and we don't keep ourselves up on the stories of just how much Jesus helped people, that we can forget how to use our faith. I mean, if he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead, don't you think he's able to raise your dead situations? You might not have a dead person that needs raised from the grave, but you might have a dead spot in your life and some dead situations that need raised and need resurrected, and the Lord can do just that. Amen? Yes. We need to remember that our faith is what keeps us connected to God, and our faith is what keeps things open for God to be moving on our behalf. Amen? Yes. And we need to remember that our faith in the Lord, in the precious blood of Jesus, our faith in the Word of God, our faith in the goodness of our Father, it is what keeps us free, and it is what helps us overcome this world we live in. Amen? Hallelujah. So just remember that today, our faith.
Amen. When you were talking about the leper, the part that came to me, and the Lord keeps telling me to say it, but I don't want to interrupt your message at all. But
well, I was finished.
I was feeling pressure to say it. Reason I can is because I'm the pastor. No. But
yeah, not everybody can interrupt me.
I didn't interrupt you. I waited. You said
you did.
Gone.
I was.
Okay. But is that leper coming into those people could have been killed.
Yeah.
When you're a leper, you're separated.
Yep.
From the population because your skin has a disease that is highly contagious to other people. And so coming in to the people, coming into the crowd and walking up to Jesus could have got him killed. But you know what he said? I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose. Yep. What else? Am I going to live like this and then just die like this and let limbs fall off and fingers fall off? I got nothing to lose. And so against everything that the world would say he should do, he went and walked before Jesus.
Amen.
And used his faith and got his healing.
Amen.
Some of us got nothing to lose.
Amen.
What do you got to lose to give it all to Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Sell yourself out so your neighbor won't talk to you because you're a Jesus freak. Who cares?
Amen.
They didn't talk to you before that.
Amen.
Right? Play your music loud enough, there might be something that gets down inside of them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let that anointing hit them. But the centurion is the same thing. His reputation could have been ruined.
Yes.
Truly. But he didn't care.
Yep.
I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose. Until you see that your life is nothing and you lay it down.
Yes.
Say, I got nothing to lose and go to Jesus. Things aren't going to go the way you want them to go. Mm. Because the only way we receive life is to lay ours down.
Amen.
Amen. And pray for
the Lord.
You pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a prayer request here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put the Albert family before you, God. And Lord, I just pray that you would touch every need, Father. Lord, that you would touch every situation, Father. Lord, that you would bring your grace and your mercy upon them, God. And Lord, you would just meet them right where they are in the middle of what they have. And God, you would just bless them, help them, and pour your grace upon them to resolve the issues that they need dealt with, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we put Ukraine before you, Father, and we've had a prayer request. And God, we just pray for the nation of Ukraine, God, in this middle of this trying time, Father, in the middle of this war-torn time, God, Lord, that somehow you would just supernaturally help, God, that you would intervene, Father, Lord, that you would protect children and innocent lives, God, and Lord, you would just bring this thing to a resolution and save Ukraine, Father, and help them, God, in every way, and Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, just give me one more minute here because before we close out, I just want to give a chance for anybody who might not be using their faith just yet or might not be in a position where they're positioned properly with the Lord. So just bow your heads. And if you're here today and you're not saved and you're saying, Pastor Phil, I don't know how to use my faith because I haven't even received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior yet. If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up in the air and we're going to pray with you. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father, right now we just look the live stream, and God, if there be anybody that's watching us today, Father, Lord, if they're watching us today and they're not saved, God, we just stretch forth our hand and we just ask you to say this with us. Say, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you to bring Jesus Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior. Lord, forgive me for how I lived before and help me live each day going forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, if you're out there on live stream and you... Praise God. And you said that prayer today, I want you to reach towards us and let us know. And we're thankful for you and your life and everybody in here. You already know how much we love you and we thank you and thank God for you. And thanks for being with us today, okay? All right.